Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of I Digress.
What's up? How you doing? Am I speaking loudly now?
Yes. As you guys have noticed, Feiyu whispers on this thing.
I've been using my bedroom voice.
She's like, if you don't speak up.
I'm usually not loud, I promise.
And if Feiyu's angry, you see her voice here. Loudest in the room.
Actually.
Loudest in the room.
It's two things. When I'm happy, like when I'm really excited, or when I'm really mad. One of the two.
I was going to crack a joke, but I got a lot of reviews last week that I cracked too many jokes that it makes me sound somehow, so I'm going to be quiet.
Are you serious? Who said that?
I'm joking. Nobody said it. Fuck that.
I don't know how that's possible, though.
I have a headache, though.
Well, it stresses. It's hard work.
Yeah. I have a headache at the front of my head.
They say it's a stress headache. My daddy would say that's a tumor, but...
God damn.
It's stress headache. You need rest. You need rest. You need to sleep well. I'm bringing back my Google Home routine. So I used to have a routine. So I have my Google Home. I used to have a routine where when I tell Google goodnight, it gives me whatever information. And then it starts to play me some kind of music or some kind of sound.
Yeah.
And I tell you that I did that last year, early last year. It improved the quality of my sleep. I can tell you that. And I'm like, you know what? I think it's time to try it again. Now that it's winter and everywhere is dark and gloomy. Yeah. Maybe I try this time, and then I want to try like morning routines, night routines. Like I've changed up my routine. I think I'm
so happy for you.
Doing better.
Do you know why? Because so someone like me that occasionally shares the bed with somebody, it's like pure darkness, no sound. It's like as if it has to be like a graveyard for me to sleep.
You serious?
Yeah.
Sorry, yo.
So it's a bit. It's
me.
A bit.
I need that heartbeat. Oh.
Hey, yo, heartbeat. Oh my God. I like how you suddenly dropped it there that, you know what? It's quite
white
nice.
White noise. No, my me, it's a lie. It's love heartbeat I do here.
I love music to sleep, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I won't lie. Like,
get you some Ed Sheeran. Louis Capaldi. Is that his name?
I slept. Louis. Yes. Louis Capaldi.
Those people, Sha. You see that set? Just play it
just
low.
Play very, very low. Yeah. Sam Smith, but not
Sam
those
Smith, not the new Sam Smith, like the old Sam Smith.
You don't think I know what you... Especially if you are going through a lot.
I mean, I would not recommend that when you are going through a lot. When you are going through a lot, just watch Friends. Watch Friends if you are a Friends person, if you are an office person, because I guess you can't really be both.
I don't know. I did not watch either.
I mean, it's forever. They will always
I
be
still
on.
Would not.
Okay.
So I'm just telling you that now in the future, it's not going to happen.
You will watch it.
Nah. I've tried The Office. So The Office got suggested to me by somebody. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll give it a shot. I watched like 15 minutes. I was like, nah, bro.
Yeah, I think The Office is crap. I promise you. If you don't like The Office. So you see, if you don't like The Office, I promise you're going to like Friends.
I have a memory of Friends from like childhood.
Yeah, that was childhood.
But like I haven't tried it recently.
Watch it now. Then a lot of things will fly over your head and you won't understand now.
So Brooklyn Nine-Nine is my go-to.
Oh, it's the jam.
So yeah.
So you know what? Yeah.
So I watch cool. Brooklyn if I have none to watch, which Netflix has. If you walk for Netflix and you listen to this.
Can you please tell them?
We need content, man. Fuck.
Then just start paying these people so that we can get some new shows or some old shows back to
or
be
some
honest.
Good like even if it's shows. New some good stuff because like there's some new shows on Netflix. I'm just confused, like what is going on? Like I read the synopsis, I'm like I don't understand.
Some are good, but some I just feel like we're repeating the same theme. Same like thing. It's like I'm watching the same movie, different actors, different setting,
different subtitles.
I'm like, so bro. It's like, oh, one was done in the suburbs, one was done in this big city. Okay, the same
it's
thing.
Not that much content in the world, to be honest.
Yeah, because that's why they're remaking everything, right? Yeah. Everything is getting a remake. I mean, my favorite remake, I think the only good one, to be honest, Beauty and the Beast. Hands down.
I haven't watched it.
I promise you, I've watched Beauty and the Beast so many times, like the cartoon.
Yeah.
That the movie shouldn't move me. I cried the first day I watched the movie. Like, I was bawling my eyes. You would think that I have never seen Beauty and the Beast, so I've not heard that story. I was bawling my eyes out. I love that movie so. I mean, I'm a Disney head. Oh, by the way, they're having this light show. Like, you know how, like, you have this, that Van Gogh whatever. Like, you just go inside and it's, like, this experience. They're doing the Disney version.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And oh, that'll
like,
be fun.
Yeah, yeah. I got, like, early access thing. I haven't bought tickets.
Yeah, sent to me.
I got early access, whatever.
Let me send to my office.
I hope it'll still be available. But it's in December.
Hey!
I don't think you'll be around.
Enter. Someone is trying to access my building.
Oops.
I just got buzzer code.
Okay.
Let me call the person I should be calling. Who is this?
Who's visiting us?
no. Well, yeah, I'd love to go there. I like Disney, but
yeah, I love Disney. I love the old Disney. I don't know about now, but like,
for remakes, I don't know which one I like. I know I fancied Lion King a lot, but that came from a technical aspect.
Like, I loved it. I thought it was really good
based on the
VFX part.
Yeah, the visual effects. So like me and my friends kept talking about it. And like when you point out the amount of work that goes into creating everything in that movie was made in a computer and like. To the barest detail, because you know Lion King's about animals, right?
Yeah,
animals
you
are
can't
so
get animals
yeah,
to talk.
Animals are so diverse, not even like they're talking. Like animals are so diverse, like
their body,
butterflies, and like just think about like each butterfly has a different paint color with like a different texture on it and all that. And they had to do that like to
for
the
so
to
many.
For so many different animals. Obviously, sometimes you can mass produce when things are far in distance and all that. But every time you saw like the opening scene of the things flying, the water, everything. Mm-hmm. That's all like CG. Yeah, obviously in the past it was also all hand drawn.
Yeah.
So it's still impressive, but I think it's also like a whole different level of impressive now because
the whole movie was
It's meant to be live action, but it was all CG, and a lot of artists had to take their time out. And back in the day, people that drew Lion King were gods. So I believe people that actually designed.
I agree.
This one too should be referred to as maybe
god adjacent.
Yeah, maybe like
demigod.
Apostles. Because I mean.
What the hell?
Table shakes. Or shook. That's what the English is. What I can't speak English, so.
Oh my God. Hope you guys have been good. Like, work for me, I don't know. It's just been eh. I don't know. I've just been having a lot. I've not been getting a lot of sleep.
Same shit, different day. Yeah, I was going to say that. Just like your sleep thing. Mm-hmm. So, if you use an iPhone or have an Apple Watch or whatever, if you try to use an iPhone for Android users, go to hell. I'm joking. I used to use Samsung. 10 years ago.
Wow.
I have there's a sleep thing, right, on your phone that tells you your sleep pattern and all that kind of shit. In the last 1 month, I've averaged a total of 5 hours of sleep.
Really?
In the last 1 month. I was shocked. I first saw the week. The week was like 5:15. And then the whole month was 5 hours. In a whole month, I've averaged five hours of sleep. Like,
you
when I said
change.
I was like,
take,
oh my
take
God.
Take a vacation.
I like, have a vacation just approaching my birthday. So
yeah,
I have
you should. Or even you can just say, take a sick day when approaching. Except you have like an active project. Take a sick day even approaching that, whatever. Just
I potentially, yeah, this is going to come out. I don't know if my colleagues listen to this. But
we'll not see where we work.
I will take a sick day on Monday if I can send in most of my work by Friday. Mm-hmm. I will because I'm really, really. Like, I'm really, really stressed.
I personally think that after, like, a huge project is done, I feel like everybody on the team deserves one day at least, like, at intervals, because not all you go off the same day, but, like, at intervals, just take one lew day and say, you know what, I need to rest. You can't kill me. Yeah. I just delivered a heavy project, and I need sleep. I need to not think about work for a day.
I would try, but, yeah, enough of that work shit.
Yes, please. It's so
depressing.
It is so depressing. Oh my God.
Not trying to depress you guys.
Just because we want to live so that we can. I saw somebody said that humans are the only people that live to pay on the planet.
You know,
pay to live on the planet. Right
you know, now. like someone. I would have been a perfect dog. I'm like really chill. Nah, bro. I'm like I'm super chill. I don't argue.
I'd be
a lot.
Your best friend.
Like I like to go out. So, like, even if it's cold, whatever, I'll go outside. Like, I'd have been the perfect dog.
Run around.
You know?
Run around the yard. Sit on your lap.
And I wouldn't have been bad. I wouldn't have been a bad, like, snake or something
like
that. But
you'd have just lived, like, what, max 10 years?
Yo, do you know how much, dog food costs? And you eat all that food. Like, you just take me, put me in some guy's house. 10 years? I'm living 28 or 29 now, and I'm suffering.
You're living the life. The damn life. Yeah, I think... We got to stick to the man. We all just have to decide one day and just say, you know what? All of us, as humans, we are not paying rent this month.
What happened? You know what? I should be an advocate. You know, like this podcast is officially an advocate for lack of rent. But rent should not be useful. Like there's so much land, bro.
So much land.
Why am I paying somebody to stay here when the person is also paying somebody to stay
where he is?
I'm paying someone to stay where he is. You know what? Let's
not go into this existential crisis that we're having. You know let's not bring them along.
Yo.
let me lighten the mood.
Please.
So Dima is getting married soon, right? I have a question. we'll just ask us. We have registry. Ask us.
Please do. Please. I just realized today that I need ironing board in my house.
I don't own an iron. Do you know what? In 3.5 years.
The most beautiful thing about registry, is that you think of something and then you ask yourself, is this something I want to buy?
Nope.
Or someone else to buy.
Put it on the registry.
I'm like, nah, bro.
Not me.
Registry.
And then there's
also that thing of financial, like, okay, I can afford it at $60. $100.
Nope.
You're not with the 100 version. Okay. I can afford 60. If I, if nobody buys it, I'll buy the 60, but let me put the 100.
Let me put your version because that one's just nicer.
Just in case.
I mean, why not? I'm not paying for it.
Yeah.
So let's ask Debo. I have a question here. So if, where's my question? I've lost it.
The question, ladies and gentlemen, break in transmission for this.
Oh, if you could choose one musician to perform at your wedding, who would it be?
Who is
performing at your wedding? I mean, Debo may be having.
So first of all,
maybe the Bunch.
As much, I would totally take the Bunch, but then you know people don't like him anymore because of his allegation, his alleged rape case. So that sucks.
It does suck.
This is a tough one because for two things. One, I'm such a lover. I'm such a lover boy. Which I am, but for the case of this conversation, I would rather pick what my wife likes.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier that way.
It is.
So
happy
I know
wife, happy life.
Yeah, exactly.
See, Debo is so smart. He already knows the right things to do.
So I would pick Ed Sheeran because I know she absolutely loves Ed Sheeran. But if that wasn't the case and it was me, I'd probably take Wande Coe.
What?
Yeah.
For your wedding?
For my wedding. Because I just think about it like this. He doesn't come out. Like, I don't give a damn throughout the whole wedding. Stay in your house. Maybe even though he can sing songs like Superwoman, he can sing Ololufe. He has songs.
Right, right, he does.
Right,
he does.
But, and
like
he has to perform it. Don't come and put some tape at the background and be singing on the mic.
Put a mic in everybody's mouth.
Exactly. He has to actually, like, get a keyboardist. I don't need the drums and whatnot. But, like, for the slow songs, yeah, you can get, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fast ones. Like, when everybody's, like, knee deep into the Jemisin. Exactly. I just think when it goes, the president, like, when it goes, starts singing, like, you bad, you only, like,
people's gonna lose it, man. Ah, who would I? Okay, so for me, I never even thought about Oyinbo. Let me see, for Oyinbo, who would I choose? I choose Ed Sheeran too, for Oyinbo person. But if we're gonna go home, except you don't know me, and I'm guessing a lot of you don't, you already know my answer is he's King Sunny Ade. King Sunny Ade.
No, KSA is, it's not like
the one. Listen, I've told God, and I hope that God hears my cry, that God should preserve his life till I marry. But I'm sure that God is like, this girl, time is going. You've told me this thing for years now.
What's going on now, eh?
I gotta do what I got. I mean, not that God is taking him, but like now God has to remember, oh God, this girl has, I promised this girl. I'm like, God, if you were planning to take him before, just hold on.
Just delay a little bit more,
please,
innit?
Please keep him from me. So for me, it's Sonia Day, 100%. Maybe there's a youngin. I'd say Chike.
Chike's a good one.
I think he's a good.
I don't like him though.
I think his voice. I mean, I don't know him personally, and I'd like to to keep it like that because I feel like the moment I know anything about his personal life, then I will not like him.
So I'm let me clarify that because I know some people that know Chike. I like him, but I just have this experience. I think I probably said in this podcast before. He was forming Tough Guy for me. Singing is really hard. And I sing. So like you hear.
Oh, yes, Debo does sing.
Yeah, another guy that can sing and you're impressed. Like it's not, mm-hmm. I find it weird when people get like really offended or get shy. And I'm sure it doesn't happen to him now because that's his source of income. So
yeah.
But like he was singing in a corner and I heard his voice. I was like, Jesus, that man can sing. So I go look for who is singing because we're in the boys' hostel. It's not a woman. So I'm like,
I'm hoping.
Which man has this, like, because he has a very high pitched voice. And then he looks at me and then he sees me and he's kind of like, why are you looking at me? Like, good fuck, are you? Like, get the fuck. Like, he's like, tough guy look. And I'm like, bro.
Nobody can know that I use that thin voice to sink.
Bro, you were sounding like Celine Dion.
Right about now.
Right before the boat sinked. So you better not do that. But yeah, no, but he's a cool guy. Like I besides that, like I actually love his voice.
Oh yeah, his voice is nice. So, nice.
Yeah, Chick is
I
a
love
good
his
one.
Melody. Like yeah. He just has this thing. Okay, so second wedding question. Well, wedding related question. Are strippers allowed at your partner's bachelor or bachelorette party? So I'm guessing your bachelorette
male
party,
strippers.
Your wife's bachelorette party. If so, would it be okay to have physical contact?
So what? Touching penis.
So you know what? Let's answer first. Let's answer the first question. So there are two parts. It's a two-part question. Can your wife have a stripper or strippers at her bachelorette party?
I don't know. I think yes, mm-hmm. because at the end of the day, I have been for a bachelor's party before where everybody was like, yeah. And the groom was like,
yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, what the fuck? He looked so uninvolved. Like, he didn't care. Like, only, I think all he think about was like, how much money is going to cost me? So I do understand that that is possible that, yeah, you can have and then...
Or her friends could surprise her with it.
Exactly.
Right?
So no, I think it's fine. I think it's fine if it's kind of like a thing that's over, like, will be surprising.
Yeah.
And trust me, that would be so fucking surprising.
I'm not even...
That would be a sight to behold.
I'm like, she'd be like, what's this?
What? Penis. Is that penis?
But it doesn't have to be a male stripper though.
Yeah, I know, but like most times you...
Oh, for me, no. Oh my gosh, no. I don't want no male stripper.
Again, penis. Why is there penis here?
Like, it's not what I need.
like Magic Mike and shit.
But would she be allowed to like make physical contact?
Well, yeah, if the strippers there, you got like if the strippers
you gotta put money in there.
Yeah. If the strippers at your bachelor's party,
you're gonna make.
I'm assuming
contact.
That there is gonna be contact. Okay. Like obviously, like the contact has to be with sense.
within reason.
Yeah. But I'm assuming that yeah, because if your friends get it for you, they're probably gonna like lap dance, and this it's gonna go all the way. It's kind of like if you do a birthday and you get like the moment you get strippers. And you see a cake with a dick on it. You kind of know where that is
you
going.
We all know where that's going.
You know where that's going, right? So
are you gonna have a bachelor party? Because me also come.
Me, I don't have bachelor party. You know, not because I don't want to have. It's just that BMO Bank of Montreal. They told me that, bro. Any more spending,
you can't afford it, sir.
We're gonna arrest you. So. As much
no,
as I
if
love
your friends
to.
Throw it for you, please if your friends throw it for you, just call us up.
I would love to have one actually, but let's see.
So for me, I think it's perfectly fine. Have contact, do whatever you. I mean, of course, not do whatever you want, but like have contact. Yeah, I can't. Like you said, like, if they're strippers, they where do you draw the line? Like I cannot say, did you touch her? Did you touch her chest? Or did you touch her? No, you're gonna do what you're gonna do. If I'm to have one.
Speak your mind.
I'm telling all of you, my friends, I want strippers there. And yes, there will be physical contact. Now, I'm not, like I said, I don't want male strippers. No, thank you. I'm not interested in all that. But you see, the females are enough. And that's reassuring to my partner because, you know, I'm not of that persuasion.
I mean, nowadays, is it though? You know, two people can, you can... You can have like your wife's best friend might just be a lover.
Not me, please.
Like
not me, please. I don't love on. I mean, I know that's not me. My friends are my friends. Lovers are lovers. I mean, lover is lover, not ah.
It's like it's a is thing, bruv.
I don't really have multiples. But yeah. I don't have a problem with it. I know people who do. I remember there was a time. We were on Clubhouse, and then they were asking that question about strippers. Like, oh, could you let your man go to the strip club? Or would you go with your man to the strip club? Yeah, that was the question. I would go with my man to the strip club. Oh my God, heck yes. In fact, I don't know right now. I sound like I'm starved to go to the strip club.
No judgment zone. No judgment
I've been only once in my life, and I really want to go back.
It does seem like an experience that is fun to have. And if you go to a good place, you have fun.
If you go to a good place, you
enjoy.
Go with the right people.
Yeah. I see it like almost like going to watch ball at a bar with boys. Mm-hmm, do you get what I mean? It can go left or right. Like you can have fun there. Like, you know what? Next week, Saturday,
I'm back here. Or you could just be like, you know what, Diana, nah. Once is enough.
Yeah. Do you get it? Like it really, I see it like that. It could be similar.
I went only once and it was a good experience. And let me tell you, I'm such a baby. I got it that day. I was 26 years old. 26, whatever. I was 20 something, Sha.
I was probably 17.
Oh, shut up. I was in Nigeria and my friend took me to the club, it was the strip club, and I got there. I've always wanted to go, so he knew I always wanted to go, and his friends are like, well, let's go. It was really impromptu, like I was coming from work.
Yeah.
I was still in my work. Kind clothes, whatever. It was Friday, and then we got there, and I'm like, "Hey, Ah, see the girl on the pole. Are you sure we are not dehumanizing her? Is she happy? Heart. Don't let's look at her so much. I don't think she's happy. Ah, oh, I'm sure she's just doing this for the money. She doesn't really love this job. She doesn't love this job. I'm just like, guy, show a fella dance. I won't fella dance.
A true king is like, are you, what are you here
that,
for?
That was at your business.
Are you trying to open a church in a club?
Like, do you want to go and preach to her? What's the problem? I'm looking at her. I was like, ah, look at that one on the stage. Oh, she's somebody's daughter, somebody's mother. I don't think she's supposed to be here. And I was almost dampening the mood, and I'm like, you know what? Take this girl home. Remove her from this place.
Oh my days. Nah, man.
I don't have a problem with it. Like, enjoy, do whatever you like.
It's I went to a club in Vancouver once, and then there were not strippers, but they were pole dancers. So they were not necessarily, they were not naked.
Yeah, I want to learn that. I want to do that.
Apparently pole dancing is very, very good.
It's very good, apparently.
It's a very good workout. Yeah, yeah. It helps. Yeah. But I know a girl that started pole dancing.
But it was expensive in Nigeria. I wanted to take classes. Yeah. But, I saw it. I think it was like 7,000 per class. My salary was 170. So by the time I remove two classes, 14,000. Four classes, be bad. Look at this.
I was thinking one per week.
Why? Is that my future career? What's my business? Is that leisure? That one has passed leisure.
No. Just it's possible. I play ball like.
Okay. So let's say how much you play. How much you pay to play ball?
In Abuja, is pay $1,000. Okay, that makes sense.
There we go. Yeah. 7,000.
Yeah, I pay $25 to play ball.
Yeah, but still not like.
And I pay twice a week.
That's twice a week.
Yeah.
Ah. ladies and gentlemen, we're in the presence of greatness.
So potentially I spend, my math's not wrong, I spend $200 on soccer every, on football.
Is this inside the budget that Mojoyin sees? Does Mojoyin see this?
No, she doesn't see this. She doesn't see this one. She can't.
Spreadsheet.
She can't.
I mean, she will hear it here, but damn. So when she's saying her account is not balancing, they won't be looking.
I'm like, I don't know. Something just happened. I swear, maybe it's one rat.
Somebody's... what's that thing? Identity theft. Somebody's using our credit card.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
What is that? So we are spending $20 on football.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So you see,
and this is minus the gas is going to use to get
there, because it's a long drive. I mean, nowadays I barely, because I started competition. So, but like, normally I pay that during the winter. During the summer, no, because obviously you can go outside and play during the winter. Yeah. Yes.
I think I won't even pick up yoga. And I just said it because I enjoyed winter. I said winter. I enjoyed yoga. I did yoga for like a week. And it was nice. And then I saw this girl. Oh my God. She was the most flexible person I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And I chose to go and put my mask beside her. The class after that, I just had to say you.
I'm not studying. What am I doing? Beside.
My friend, you move away.
You did not shame me.
Imagine the instructor telling me, oh, good form, Faye. You're going to get there. You'll get there. And then next thing she's like, oh my God, such amazing form.
It's like,
what? You could have just told me to go home.
It's just like, if I'm the one, I'll just be like, Faye, could you
scoot?
Skedaddle.
Could you please just scoot?
To the back, please.
Move away. You are in presence of somebody else. Like, but it's nice. And I feel like with like consistency, like you get this flexibility. I actually want to get there.
Yoga isn't my thing, though.
Maybe after I do yoga, then I'll move to...
to pole dancing.
Pole dancing. But it does help clear the head. I promise you, that 1 hour, I don't think of anything. Like, initially, it's like everything is rushing in your brain because it's quiet. It's like just like massage music playing in the back.
My pastor said we should not be doing yoga. That is, it's
glorifying the devil.
Yeah, it's tied to religion that is not accepted in that religion.
Yeah, I remember the day I told my mom I was going for yoga. She's like... Jokilo day.
Oh, really? So,
yeah.
I thought the pastor was just trolling.
No, they weren't trolling. Oh. So, the thing is, like, not so.
The Hindu thing,
yeah. But, like, for us, it's not that. Because there's nothing that they say or do that has anything to do. It's literally just music. I just need to clear your head.
Literally, I can sit to Naira Marley while I do yoga.
I mean, no. No.
Dog pose. You would. Ashokpoto.
No.
Asholebiko.
So because you're going to be focused on the songs playing, right? Or the music playing. You need something calm because you're trying to calm yourself. You're trying to get to a point where you're not worried about it. See that 1 hour? I promise you. Like the first 5 minutes, yes, you're thinking about all the things that could be wrong in your life.
Yeah.
But slowly, you find like you at the point you catch up, like, I was actually thinking of nothing. Like, your mind is blank.
Oh.
You're just in the moment. You're actually hearing, like, each chord that is playing on the... It's actually really good.
I feel the same way about balls, so I kind of understand. But, yeah. Not my jam, though.
No, never.
I ain't got the legs for it. Not the hips, not the groin.
I don't have... Okay.
I have to repeat that part. Not the groin for it.
I don't know about the... I don't know about that. Somebody asked me something one day. Person was like, oh, if you're in talking stages with somebody, how long do you wait? So, like, so no, not talking stage, actually. If you're dating somebody and you guys are texting, like, how long do you wait for a response? Like, how long should the response be from someone you're texting? He's talking like 5 minutes, 2 minutes, instance. If it's coming 1 hour and you know the person is online,
yeah. No problem. So I have I completely agree, because I have a thing. I respond to people fast.
Mm-hmm.
If we're having a conversation,
I'm very bad, by the way.
If we're having a conversation, I respond fast. If we're not having a conversation, yes. Like, if you just send me a message, very random, out of something, it might take me a while. Especially if it's on WhatsApp, like, that might take me a while to go through. But to having a conversation, I feel like if two people having a conversation, yeah. If you are dating someone, mm-hmm. it's assumed that the person should be at the top of the list of the people you want to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not busy doing something that's taking you away from your phone, then you should be having a conversation with that person, unless both of you are busy or you have ended the conversation.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, how you doing? I'm fine. Great. Enjoy yourself. No problem. Bye. Cool.
So until the bye, until like...
Do you get like...
End of discussion. Okay.
Do you get... If there's an end of discussion, yeah. But like, if that doesn't exist, but you
know,
can...
We know with dating, it's like a constant... Like, the line is constantly open. Like, it maybe it's only time, apart from like either, like you said, you're about to go off and do something and you can't be with your phone, or you're going to bed. Most times the conversation is open, like
it's forever.
It's just unending, because it goes from, you've asked, are you eating in the morning? Then you have you eaten this afternoon? Are you eating this night? And then, but like, I don't know. I'm very bad with texting, though.
To be honest, I get what you mean, because I also think that there should be a form of like understanding or conversation. Like, if I could go back in the past, if I go back in the past and like say, like, I could tweak a couple of things, was just going and say, oh, you know what? If at any point in time you feel like you can't say anything again, just be like, I'll talk to you later, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna be angry. I'm not gonna think you don't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And if I think that's like this thing is done, I'll just be like, oh, talk later. Like, we know that at any point in time you can text me. Because it's a reality that I'm sure a lot of people are tired of conversations. There's nothing they're here to say again, but the fear of the moment you end it, it's like, I might not be able to get special attention again, or this person might think I don't want to talk to them again. Therefore, you prolong long-ass conversations that don't need to be prolonged, and therefore, you not get to a point in which you probably don't reply.
You're burnt out.
Yeah, kind of like, okay, yeah, I need some time off, or let me be on TikTok or on Instagram, and then, yeah, you can see the message popping, but you know that, like, you don't have anything to say to this person. They're just like,
I have no response for you.
Please. Yeah, but like, really... You want to talk to that person. So I think actually that's a thing that should be introduced into dating or relationships,
like,
in terms of,
if
like,
you're done for the moment, it's like, oh, okay, let's talk later. So I find that let's talk later happens more when you have like a FaceTime call. So you have a FaceTime call in the morning, it's like, okay, all right, talk to you later.
Yeah.
But talk later could literally be 5 minutes time. Yeah. And it could be 2 hours, it could be 3 hours. Now the person said talk to you later, if you are mad, that except you guys had the plan that you guys are supposed to catch up at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
But if not, it's okay. But I find that, so I end, how do I put this now? If I'm dating somebody, I will chat to the person all the time. But the thing is, there are some moments, you know what I think is dependent on the stage. It's dependent on where you guys are. If it's still very, very fresh, and it's, of course, every second of every minute of every day, you just want to chat to the person. But when you guys have gotten to like the, as I call it, plateau, where it's like, yeah, okay, we're now in real life. I got shit to do. You got shit to do. I've messaged you in the morning. We've had our little early morning chats. How are you? Blah, blah, blah. And we probably don't even chat till like maybe after lunchtime. I think that's still fair. I don't think that's crazy, because the truth is, reality is going to set in at some point in life,
bro.
That you guys, and I find that when you are with a partner, you chat less. Now it makes sense, of course, because the person's right there with you, right?
Yeah.
But if you're, let's imagine, I'm trying to remember, the people in Nigeria, so I'm staying with somebody. When I'm in my own house, we chat all through the day, even when they're at work.
Yeah.
But when I'm in their place and we both go to work from that place,
you tend not to say anything.
Not speak the whole day. until we get back home, or until maybe school is like, oh, okay, what's up? I'm done for the day. Do I pick you up or whatever? I'm heading home. That's it. I don't know what it is. Is it that, you know, that I'm seeing this person at night? Like, let me not exhaust my call. But the thing is, I realized I wasn't doing it actively. Just over time, like with two different people, I'm like,
I'll tell you for a fact, it happens to me also. Right. So I think it's natural. But I think it's just where it's kind of a thing where we maybe the idea of maybe distance sometimes in a way breeds, like, you know, maybe you miss the person or the need for conversation. But like, and obviously the things that happen in your day. So number one, partners always gossip.
Yes.
Like rule 00001 of I think every relationship.
The sweetest, the sweetest kind of gossip.
Yeah, like they always gossip. Yeah. Like they will always have
to give your filtered opinion.
Right, like about everything, like, everything that happens. So I think if you stay with someone, right, like, and I see you in the morning, I see you like maybe virtually in the night, all night and whatnot. When you go throughout the day, things are happening around you that is like it's information gathering for me. That's how I see it. Information gathering, just for you to get back and download
everything
for that person, right?
If you see what happened this afternoon.
Unlike when you can actually see the person later. So as it's happening,
so you don't forget,
you keep saying it because, oh yeah, I'm not gonna see you later. So it's happening, I might as well just tell you, right? But if it's a thing that, oh, things are happening around you, because if you know, I think for like once you go out, you come back, shit ton of information, things happen, blah, 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 you go back, you're like, oh my, you don't believe what happened today. Do you get me? It's like almost like that. So I think that's also a part of, you know, you're waiting to go and give all that information. I also guess, I actually agree with you. Funny story. When I was in Vancouver, I will call my babe literally all night. So I used to work overnight. Like I always had this bad sleeping habit long term. So I would be in school till like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. She would start work because Vancouver was 6, 7 or 8 hours, depending on whatever the fucking climate was. Difference. So like, she should be going to work when I'm going to bed, right? So about 7 a.m. in the morning when she's at work, I'll be in school late night and my phone be right in front of me. I'll be doing my schoolwork and I'll be video call. Yeah. She'll be doing office work. I will be like talking, like active. I'm talking about 4 or 5 hours on the phone. Yep. Any day we will spend at least 4 or 5 hours on the phone talking. I can tell you for a fact, it cannot happen now. Definitely we're talking about like everything. Like someone will be insulting, someone will do something in the office. I'm like, is that guy? She's like, yes, I'm like, idiot. I don't remember the guy in my life. So I go, I whisper to my, he's like, is that guy? I'm like, yes, it's that guy. It's that guy.
That's the one.
Do you get? So like all that will happen. But I'm even saying like right now in this moment, it also does not exist because we see literally all the time.
Yeah.
Right? So obviously when we want to talk, we'll talk about anything that happens at that time. But there's also that limit of like, you know, we go out, we have all of that, we come back, we talk about it, we go out. So like there's that call, that constant call of, oh yeah, in the office, yeah, that. So I agree with you. I don't know why. Like this is actually something that I'm going to research about. Why it happens to people that when you spend so much time with them, I guess even for family, right? Like even if I ain't calling my, I spoke to my mother more times in the last 1 month than I spoke to her in the last 1 year. Right, and the entirety of the time I spent in Nigeria, right, with her, like I barely call my mom. Like in the morning after devotion, it's till I'm back from wherever I go out.
Till the
like
night.
Do you get it? Like that's it. Like and I'm.
I only started talking to my mom when I moved to the UK when I went to school. I started calling my mom every day. I didn't used to talk to my mom before. We didn't have a good relationship prior to that. Oh well, we did, but like it just started growing. We didn't have one like before that.
And yeah.
Then maybe like a year before, it started getting better. It started getting good, and then almost. Every day I would call my mother.
Can't do that once.
I till now I still do it. Like right now I've missed today and I know that tomorrow when the first thing is gonna be like, did we talk yesterday? That's always like, did we talk yesterday? I don't think so. So what's up? But actually we did. Think about it now. Me and my mom spoke this morning, but it was really early. Like as I woke up, she had sent me one video. So as I woke up like this, that was the first thing I saw. I just called her rubbish. What nonsense? What's on her face? What's like, that makeup? Yeah, my mother, early morning, like I just finished doing my devotion. I went to bath, sat at my computer to work. The first time I called my mother and straight to our gist mode.
Yeah. What is, sorry, the topic of this podcast, I digress. I'm gonna digress like mad.
Jesus.
What is the worst thing? Like the worst thing a guy could put on that a lot of guys put on that you're like, Jesus, why are you putting this on?
Whew. Right now?
Yeah. So like it has to be something that is also like
trendy.
Somewhat trendy, yeah.
Okay, the one I remember very well. I can't really pick anything right now. There was one that I remember very well. You see those, what they call Harlem pants? Or like those Aladdin pants that guys used to wear that was like the crotch part was like really low. It was like at their knee. You remember it?
No.
It was like sweats, but like the crotch part is like here.
Mad.
So the crotch part reached like, I'm like, what? I need to find your picture.
I actually have no clue what that is.
Yeah, but you're lying.
I can't swear. Aladdin pants
or Harlem pants. Were they Harlem pants?
I can show you Aladdin. The world.
Sorry, guys. I'm trying to Google Aladdin.
I don't know. Is that from Aladdin?
I mean, I don't know. But you know how Nigerians... Yeah, that's
okay.
That just sounds really
the joke. I don't know where I heard the joke from. One of these comedy shows.
Guys, like something like this, Debo. There was a time that guys used to wear this.
Is that not like palazzos, but like...
No. There was a time guys used to wear it. It was disgusting.
Oh, no, there's a... Nah.
Palazzo is different. This one is even nice. Maybe because it's for babes. There we go. Something like this. It looked something like this. Guys used to wear it all the time.
And they carry their tote bag and stuff. Okay, yeah, that was a trend then. Yeah, so I remember. Mad. It was a fashion statement, you know?
No, I was not making any statements at all. I don't hear what it was saying. It was awful.
yeah. I mean, I like baggy stuff, so.
I like baggy stuff, but I thought this I would wear, but for a guy, I'm like, what are you looking for?
So I tell you my own. My own is not clothes. It's makeup. What's it's that? Eyelash.
What's wrong with it?
When your eyelash is too thick, it looks like you're about to take off.
I mean...
And like, I can't do it. If your eyelash is more than my beard, then there's something up.
Why would anybody's eyelash be
I'm telling you, there's some eyelashes that are more than my beard, bro. Why? I don't... And by the way, I don't have that much of a beard. It's not like my beard is bushy or anything. It's okay. It's trying.
It's okay. It's getting there.
But why? I just like I get it. Like yeah, some analysis can be long, some can be short. Like I get it. Whatever makes you look pang, but some of them is like it's almost like if you go in there, like you might just find
it's not like it's collect water. Like when it's raining, it's just collect. It's just collect water on the top like this.
It's like it's just so much. Looks like yeah. Are you actually putting an umbrella for
What's
your
the
eye?
Reason?
You know, it's too much. I can't stand it. Like when I see that, like because I've seen. Beautiful women, mm-hmm. like, and I've seen them with makeup. Once I see that eyelash, it's like you go like this, and you just drop down, like it's like a fall, dramatic fall from the sky.
Why? I don't actually have like, I see something like, maybe not that much, but it doesn't really bother me. But I can't. I'm trying to think of something on guys that I see, and I'm like, why? I can't really think of anything. I think I'm just around more mature people now.
On
yeah,
on guys for me, it's it's not bad it's and I guess it's according to your age and your dress style, but you see those caps, those like old school
cargo caps.
Yes, so I have a problem with people that wear them and try to make them look new school. Like I like
my
cap.
My granddad wore it all the time.
Like you can dress if you wear like a suit, like, and you know, mm-hmm. baggy suit, you can make it fashion.
Yeah,
like when you try to like when you try to make it new school with new clothing and you put it on, I'm like, bro, if you're bald, just own it. You don't have to wear a cap all the time. I'm bald, guys. I'm taking jabs at myself.
I guess he has the right to say that.
Yes, exactly.
He's in the protected class.
I ain't got hair on my head. But like that one hurts me too.
I've not seen anybody doing that recently.
It's not a very common thing. I have a particular guy in my head I'm thinking about right now, and I'm shading the fuck out of him. So so it's not necessarily like...
He's the person.
Everybody's thing.
He's the person.
It's just that one. I'm just like, bro, just wear it. Just wear a regular cap. Wear a regular cap or wear a hat or wear a fedora or something like that. Or just wear nothing, bro. Cut your hair.
I mean, wear clothes.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Nobody want to see no pennies.
What is your... What is your obsession?
I hear someone on Twitter say, call you pennies. No one says pennies.
But that's what it's called.
It's called dick.
No, now is that how they teach children in school? They said we should be calling it the actual names, not like the made up names. You know how they used to say when we were young, like, oh, the man's thing. It's not a thing.
Is it actually? It's an actual thing, though.
Yeah, but like,
it's a.
But his thing could have been his goobies, eh?
Fair shout. Fair.
So, call it what it's called.
Call it what it, I agree.
I guess that's for people who are having kids. I guess that like that they're all like they're like teaching kids with the actual names and not like they're not sexualizing the body part.
Yeah. No, definitely you should be above 21 before you start changing names of
body parts. Of body yes, parts. Yeah, yes. That's you need true. To be 21. I think there should be a law. You can't call it the new school name. You can't call it the Urban Dictionary name.
Urban Dictionary. Urban Dictionary. I've only visited that website once in my life.
I think I've been like 2-3 times.
Come on, to look for.
I mean, it wasn't like I was looking for it. I just searched something. Yeah. Up. Oh my god. Oh. I remember what I was looking for.
So at this point, you just realize that she's wayward.
I know people are talking about it, and I'm like, what is it? I just Google. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have asked.
Did flick the bin? That's the one that's reading down online.
Nope. It was something. I can't repeat it. I just remembered it, and I cannot repeat it. Please. That's what
I'm proud of you. You have a. I've said it.
I'm so sorry. Like, is that tip of my nose? I didn't know. You can ask me personally. I will tell you.
Send her a DM.
Send me a DM.
So, guys, we're planning to do a get to know me. So, if you waited to this part of the episode, that means you're a true fan.
And we love you.
And we love you. Just want to say that.
Thank you for helping us keep the lights on. I mean, yeah. Not really. But
not really. You could, though.
You could potentially. You could, though,
just DM and ask for our account numbers, and, you know, that could go a long way.
We'll keep my lights on.
Keeping the lights on. But, yeah, we're going to do a get to know us very soon.
Yep.
And we'll probably do it on an episode and do it on Instagram as well. So people get to know the faces behind the voices. I mean,
probably seen my face already. I think there was a post about my birthday.
Oh yeah.
Too.
I don't have pictures for my birthday.
That's not my business.
I actually have no pictures, but yeah, this is me, and I don't wear my. I don't have a piercing, just in case you ever wondered. Based on,
wouldn't that be nice?
I don't. I don't have a tattoo. I want to get a tattoo, by the way.
I've always wanted to get one, but I'm too indecisive to get one.
Well, for the last 4 months, that's where I've been. But I figured what I want to get now. But it's weird, that's the problem.
Yeah. So do you see all those questions? It will take me 5 years to figure it out. And then, you know, after those 5 years, the moment they start drilling, I'm like,
wait, hold on.
Exactly.
I think that's the biggest issue. Yeah. The fact that you have to live with it for the rest. And that's why I have to put it somewhere that I can't see it all the time. Mm-hmm. So that's why. So I've decided my tie or my inside arm.
Oh, okay. My brother says something. He's like, yeah, it's okay if you make mistake. You have your whole body to do something. Like, that's where the problem do usually starts.
You cannot like, oh.
Yeah, you're not turning into canvas. You're drawing on my body. No. My brother wants us to get matching tattoos.
Yeah.
I mean, I could get matching tattoos with my brother.
Yeah.
I would.
I would totally get it, though. Yeah. Trust the process. That's what I'm going to get.
Yeah. No, that's nice.
Yeah.
My brother got, he's gotten two. I don't even remember. I don't remember. His own is like a whole damn sentence.
I have a story of a guy in Covenant University, by the way, if you didn't know. That was a school. That got a tattoo, and that apparently he wanted to get a Bible verse. And then he wanted him to write the whole Bible verse. But the moment they put the first needle on him, he said, yo, can you just write the script? Like,
just write the Psalm 1 verse 1.
Yeah, he wanted to get the whole script. The guy is like, I bet. You know, he was able to
so loved
put
word.
PS. Can you abbreviate that thing, please?
If you can abbreviate PSF.
It's like, please, I can't do it. Like, I never forget. And it's so funny. Every time I see the guy, I always laugh. Because I remember that particular story. I remember the guy. It's like, guy, I saw this. I was like, no.
I was not ready.
So what happened was another guy got a tattoo, but he got the bird. Like Chris Brown's. I think Chris Brown has a tattoo. So like a bird on the chest, like with the wings and the thing comes. It's a lot. So the same guy got it. Like the guy, the tattoo artist obviously came to school, did it for him.
In school?
Yeah. Came to. I'm telling you. What's the hall besides?
Yeah.
So Daniel Joseph John. John Hall.
Mm-hmm. The one by
Calf. Yeah, don't just behind Calf. Yeah. John Hall. Came in school.
No.
And he got the what do you call it? The Which is weird. Now that I know how tattoos are taking care of you, when you do it, you have to wrap the part for a couple of days or hours. Just thinking about that. Was this guy skipping class or something like that?
Yeah, maybe he was. He just wore a shirt over it.
Yeah, but so much pain to go.
So much pain.
With the sweat again that will cause with the heat. Yeah, because there's no AC to even like cool off your body.
Heat was different.
Wild. That's a strong man. And I think about him.
Oh damn!
Very strong.
Maybe
man.
He missed classes for those few days.
He probably
you
did.
Know what? I can't keep myself.
Guys, like, I'm not gonna put
no,
that.
No, I'm not doing this. And then we sounded. You know, one girl now come and hug him. Hi, Debo.
He's like, yeah.
He's like, chest to he's like, chest to chest.
Oh, he's my nipple pit.
No! I'm just happy to see you.
Next thing is like this guy. I say, you know, her life is so funny. You could have been this girl that they've been moving on in life. They're so much in love. Anytime they see each other, they hug themselves so intimately. Tightly. It's like. Side hug.
Side hug.
He's like, girl, I'm like, he's like, no,
is
side
some,
hug.
Is there somebody else?
He's like, no, man, I'm going through so much pain right now. Oh, my days. Anyways, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's know if you're getting a new tattoo and where. We're looking for inspiration on.
Yeah,
not
where?
Because I'm, yeah.
I mean, I really am. I'm really
the
thinking
most
about
I
it.
Get, the less likely I'm going to get it because if every suggestion comes like 1 year of deliberation.
The last person I spoke to told me to get a temporary one.
I got one last summer.
I did. It's I did really get good. A temporary one, but I bought just a random
thing
and yeah. I put it. So like, yeah, it looked nice. I put it right by my side.
Apparently, that's one of the most painful parts.
Exactly.
My brother got his first one there.
And so they said
nobody told him.
And they now the person also pointed out that you have to consider how you look in old age.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't have abs for the rest of your life. That's just the reality of life, right? So when you're older. And you're right.
Sag.
Yeah, you put like a really nice tattoo of maybe like you draw a skeleton there.
These guys will start frowning by
then your abs now turns to like one ab
one pack.
And then like everything now changes shape. It's no longer showing what is.
Granddad, what is that? Is that the boogeyman?
Or you write something. Maybe you write a passage there. For God so loved the world, and now the O and
it's
the E is
four.
Missing.
It's only four.
Then now inside. Your some letters I found is that flaps. Oh my god, no! So once they said that, I was like, ah, okay. So I now decided change of location.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I've really decided what I want to get, like the wordings, now I have to think about font and everything
you see?
Goes with it.
You see?
But I trust the process. That's what I'm gonna get. And the day I decide, it will definitely be. Very random, and I'm doing all this right now not because I'm trying to be convinced myself. I'm just trying to convince Mojo. All this talk now, and I'm saying she could hear him.
Please, allow us.
So she go, yeah, I'm saying, okay, Debo, I don't want it. I don't
but
want it.
Get it.
But you're talking about it too much. So, just
so it doesn't look like I'm wicked.
And get it. Yeah. So she's like, ooh, I never said that. That wasn't from my mouth. Well, yeah, you get it. Anyways, guys, thank you so much.
She knows that it's over.
Thank you so much, guys, for staying with us. Yep.
Catch you next week.
Bye.
We have a nice episode next week.
Yeah.
Pew, pew, pew.
All right.
Catch you. Bye.
Bye.